Okay, today's daf is daf chaf vav amar al chaf vav and krisus. We're holding chaf he amad beis by the two dots, four lines from the bottom of the page. Zakt gemar chayv ashamais tulyin. We said if someone was chayv ashem tole, if yom kippur passes, he's pater for being ashem tole. Amar lazar amar kra. So sorry, manon imili. How do we know this? Amar lazar amar kra mikochat aseichum fnei Hashem. We darshe from oy chatayim in front of Hashem. Right at the bottom of Chaf Yom Beis. So the pasuk says, "From Yom Kippur is a kapar from Oyechatei Chatasechem Lefnei Hashem in front of Hashem." It indicates that a chait that only Lefnei Hashem, Hashem knows about, that Yom Kippur is mechaper. So Hashem Tali is the classic case where a person is unaware. He knows he may have done a chait, but whether he actually did the chait or not is unbeknownst to him. The only one that really knows is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yom Kippur is mechaper. Says the Gemara, Amrav Tachliv Avud Avuna, Mishmei Derava, so Kadmai Sanami. If you remember, we had a whole Gemara yesterday, a whole conversation about how do we know that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for a chiv chatas vadai or a chiv asher vadai? We had a bunch of sources yesterday that's not mechaper. First, we tried to bring a source from the sar that's b'fnim, then went to the sar mishleich b'chutz. But then we ended up being a yitzer from the case of sar mishleich b'chutz, an extra word that we see that if there's an idea, you need to bring a vadai case of vadai chatas. One has to bring a carbon. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Says the Gemara. Now you don't need the other sources. You no longer need to bring an explanation, a source from Rav Dimi or from Abaye, from this very same teaching. The same teaching that we just used to show that what? That Hashem Tali Yom Kippur is Mechaper, because it's a chait that only Hashem knows, so go the other way too. Elameha, chait shech ein makir ba elam makayim Yom Kippur Mechaper. Because make a diak, a chayta, only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows about Yom Kippur is mechaper. Umina, and from the same place, make a diak, chayta, a makar belamakim, a chayta that's not known only, a chayta that's known only to Hashem, who Yom Kippur mechaper? Al yadabay, a chayta he knows about, le mechaper. Yom Kippur is mechaper, only a chayta that only Hashem knows about, a chayta he himself knows about as well. Yom Kippur is not mechaper, so this would be another source to this din, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, a case where a person's chayav, a chatas vadai, or an ashem vadai. V'amar v'tachliv avum v'avun mishmei rava. Chayve malkes she'avar leim Yom Kippur. Chayve malkes that passed through Yom Kippur. A person's chayve malkes and he passed through Yom Kippur. Chayev, he still chayve to get malkes after Yom Kippur. You don't say Yom Kippur is mechaper and he no longer needs to get malkes bezdin. He's still subject to the malkes. Pshita. Ma'ashe b'chayve chatas v'shem v'adayim. Ask the Gemara, it's pasha. Why is it any different than when one is chayve chatas or rashe v'aday that we said it passed through Yom Kippur and he still has to bring the chatas or rashe v'aday? So here you still have to get the malkes. What's the chilek? Says the Gemara, Saka d'achamina, hasa m'maynahu avlhacha d'gufahu emalai kamashpalan, that we don't say that. So I would have thought like this, that by carbon, which is a chayv mamonis, he's chayv his carbon, it's considered like a monetary kenas. So even though he went through Yom Kippur, he still has to pay the monetary kenas. But perhaps malchus, which is a punishment of the physical, of the guf, maybe over there, Yom Kippur does atone for that. Kamashpalan, that not only is Yom Kippur not a kapara for a chayv, a vadei chayv, Chatos, Vadei Chiv Hashem, is not a kapar either for Vadei Chiv of Malkus. In fact, the Barvan Atran, we learned in a Mishnah in Shavuos, Haidav Lehaida, that the Lazazel is Mechaper, we quoted this the other day, Lazazel is Mechaper for Haidav Lehaida, Asev Lehisei, that the Lazazel, the Sarah that goes to Lazazel, the Samish Taleach, is Mechaper for a Chait that he knew about or didn't know about. And Asei or Lehisei, that's the key point, Asei or Lehisei, what's Lehisei? Lehisei is Malkus. So what do you mean? Yom Kippur is not mechayef for malchus. The sarla b'shteich is mechaper for leisaseis. Answers the Gemara: it's mechayef for leisaseis, but not for malchus. What do you mean? Leikasha had asur bei, had leasur bei. If a person was warned before he's ever leisasei, he's chayef malchus. If he wasn't warned, he's not chayef malchus. In a case where he wasn't warned and it's not chayef malchus, you know what's mechaper him? Still did avera. He wasn't warned. Won't get malchus, but he did avera. What's mechaper him is the sar mishteleach. In a case where he was warned, so he's subject now to a chiv of malchus. Over there, the only kapar is going to be actually getting malchus. Okay, so the Marzan is going to go through a whole list of questions. The Yom Kippur, now that you tell me a klal, the Yom Kippur is mechaper on something which is only lefnei Hashem, only that Hashem knows. Anything which is a doubt, Hashem's Yom Kippur is mechaper. Something which is not a doubt, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Marzan is going to ask a slew question of cases of doubt where we seemingly Yom Kippur is not mechaper, and why not? It should be mechaper because it's a case of doubt. Marzan is going to give a whole bunch of cases, but quickly, first, the Alach Lamaisa. With regard to this idea of Malkus on Yom Kippur, so the Torah brings, there's a minig that they still do this in Yerushalayim. Very good. The Babish does it? Yeah. So there's a minig, it was actually a minig in Ashkenaz communities that on Erev Yom Kippur, after Mincha, after going to the mikveh, they would give Malkus. And the Torah writes because it was to remind people about the necessity to do tshuva. The Beis Yosef brings the name of the Kolbei that they dafka did it after going to the mikveh. They did it in order to like get themselves into that mode of serving Hashem with aim of a year before Yom Kippur in order to get into Yom Kippur spirit. Beis Yosef then asks on the Kolbei, why is he saying it's in order to get into the mode and the spirit of Yom Kippur? Why didn't he say simply because it's a kapar for Averis? If someone was Chayav Malkus, this is a kapara for Averis. That was the reason why they gave Malkus all the years. Why wouldn't you assume that the minig is to give Malkus also as a kapara for someone's Averis? Obviously, we don't have judges, and we don't have proper edus anymore in courts to give Malkus, but maybe giving Malkus, even in this copycat fashion, it serves to get some sort of atonement. So that's the question that Beis Yosef has on the Kolbei's explanation. Comes along the Dr. Meisha, which is the Ramah, and Dr. Meisha answers, and he says, because the only way Malkus are going to be a kapara is if they're actually given in the setting of a Bezdin. Malkus given out of the setting of a Bezdin will never have a status of kapara. And one of the technicalities he brings is that the Gemara Malkus describes a certain type of strap that was used for Malkus. We don't use that strap anymore. Again, we don't have the setup of Bezdin. And therefore, it's simply, again, only a minig, and therefore they're called by saying it's there to get you into the spirit, not for an actual kapara. So the Shulchan Aruch also writes this nusach, similar to the Torah, similar to the Kolbei, that again, the reason for the Malkus and Yom Kippur is to internalize the idea of the need to do tshuva, not that it serves as a kapar itself. Okay. The tshuva Seher Lishma therefore discusses, in a place where there was a minig, where there's a minig to do every year, a person who had this on himself, this minig, every year to get Malkus, every Yom Kippur. And one year he missed before Yom Kippur the Malkus. He missed the minig. Is there an obligation after Yom Kippur to make it up? It was a minig, he did every year, his obligation to make it up. So he says, the Chayyur will be telling in these two ideas of what the purpose of the Malkus was. If it was there to provide some sort of atonement, so then we see in our Gemara that when one is Chayyur Malkus before Yom Kippur, he has to get Malkus after Yom Kippur as well. If it was there just to get you into the spirit, into the mood, okay, so he missed it, it was a minig, but now it's over, Yom Kippur is over. So interestingly enough, even though we just pour out for the Kolbei, the Torah, Lashon Shulchan Aruch, that it was there more to get you into the spirit of tshuva, not as a kapara, since it's Mistaver writes that to say that there is some measure of atonement that is achieved via these Malkus. There's some measure is always achieved via these Malkus. And we see in our Gemara that once Chayav Malkus for Yom Kippur is not Mechaber. So a person who had the minig to get it all the years before Yom Kippur, and for some reason missed, he should, Jewish Torah says, he should, in order to cover all bases, he should try to get the Malkus after Yom Kippur, because whatever atonement he would get from that Malkus, he would not have gotten to Yom Kippur that year, and therefore he should try to get it after Yom Kippur as well. On the minig from this, the Jewish Torah Lishma. The Amar Rab Tachlifa, I'm sorry, you saw that? Elameata. Now the Amar is bothered by a few questions. Question number one. The Marvin is a Simon Yeladis Pesera Nazar Seita. Bagla. Suffolk Yeladis. A case where a woman is a Suffolk if she gave birth or not. She has a kippur. So she has, we said, what does she do? Allah, we said in Mishnah, she brings Ayla she could bring and say, Manavshach, either it's a donation or it's the Ayla and a Mechayiv. And the Chatas, she brings Mesafik because she has no other way to become Mechshir. She brings the Chatas Mesafik. So let's say she didn't get a chance to bring any carbon yet. And of her living kippur, she passed through Yom Kippur, like Tasi, she shouldn't have to bring her Chatas Eif Mesafik to keep living Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is a Chapur. Why is that the Chet Shein Makam by Ayla Makamu? Because it's the Chet Lamim Makam knows. In case we remember Mesafik if she was Taka Mechayiv, the only one that knows is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said, Lefnei Hashem, Achedas Lefnei Hashem, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. If she be Mechaper, her necessity for Savachata Saif. I'm Rav Yishaya, and there's going to be a similar terrace that we use for the next few questions as well. The Karma Chatas that Isha brings is not for a Chet. The Karma Chatas Isha brings when she gives birth is for what? To be Machsher, to eat kachem again. It's to help finish her purification process. And the Pasuk was saying before that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lefnei Hashem, is going to give an atonement for all your chatoyim. So Yom Kippur is mechaper, and if there's a case that only Hashem knows about a chait, Yom Kippur is mechaper, correct. But in a case where it's like a din of tumah, even if it's only Hashem knows about it, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, and therefore you still have to be in the carbon. Ask the Gemara, Shimon Yichai, Dami Yeledes Chaitasi. But Shimon Yichai says that Yeledes did a chait. What chait did she do? while she was in the throes of labor, she swore that she won't ever have kids again with her husband. She won't have children with her husband. So Rabbi Shimon Chai says she did a chait. So if she did a chait, then according to him, presumably, this chatas oif is for that chait, and therefore Yom Kippur should be mechaper because it's a chait that only Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows about. Michael Meimar answers the Gemara: Yaledes ki kamaisi carbon l'shtrui b'achilas kachemu v'leilecha parmaisi. Interesting. Even according to Rabbi Shimon Chai, who says that Isha a yaledes has a chait, the chatas is not for the chait. You know what the kabbar for the chait is? The Sari Leda, that's the kabar for the chait. The chatas is vital to be machsher to eat kachim. The chatas for the chait, and therefore Yom Kippur will not take the place of the chatas. Amar Bashi, Afanam Tanina. We learned in our Mishnah exactly this idea. Isha sheish la chatas is suffik. A woman who's chayav chatas is suffik. Vavla Yom Kippur passed. Chayav slavi lachem Kippurim. She still has to bring the chatas after Yom Kippur. Why? Because Chatzayif is machshir to eat zvachim. So Rav Ashi is pointing out that the Lashon Mishnah is beautifully meduyik. It says very clear, the reason why the woman has to bring the Chatzayif after Yom Kippur is why? Because it's machshir, it's a tumadika carbon, it's not, the carbon is not being brought, the ayif is not being brought for a kapara, it's brought for hechshir purposes, and therefore even after Yom Kippur she has to bring it. Had it been for kapara purposes, then, because it was a doubt, Yom Kippur presumably would have been mechaper. El Me'ata. Next case. Safek Metzera. A Safek Metzera. Metzera whose status is in doubt. Meaning there's a shayla about the tzara symptoms if he really was Metzera. Shavalav Yom Kippur passed through Yom Kippur Le'maisi. He shouldn't have to bring his Chatasayif. Davalav Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur passed through. He passed through Yom Kippur and it was a Safek if he's Chayav Chatasayif. So Yom Kippur should be mechaper. It's a Chet Shem Makabar El Makamu. It's a Chet only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Makir. Amavashai L'chol Chataisim L'chol Le'maisim. Again, the same Teretz is applicable that the Yom Kippur is mechaper for any chait or any doubtful chait, but not for any doubtful tumah. If we're talking about a tumah, a doubt of tumah, Yom Kippur is not mechaper for that. And Metzera is a din of tumah, not a din of chait. In fact, Gemara, a famous Gemara, we had this in. Where do we have this? We just had it recently in Erechin, on Daf Tezvav. V'amar b'Shmuel ben Achmeinu Amreinusen al shivet varm negayim bam for seven things negayim come for seven different averas. Those averas are Gilei Arayos, for Gezel, for Gasas Ruach, Shvichas Damim, Shvua Shav, Lashon Hara, Tzaras Ayin. Those are seven averas that Negoyim come for. So clearly, Mitzvah's condition is based on Avera. If it's based on Avera, so again, if it's a Suffolk, if he was Mitzvah, so you have a Suffolk Chait, L'chaira, Akash Baruch Hashem Mechaper, on Yom Kippur. Answer the Gemara, same answers we gave by the Isha. Mitzvah ki Maisi, Lava Kapar Maisi, El Shir Bechiyos Kashem Hu. You're right. A Metzera may have gotten into this condition because of a chait. But the karbanis he's bringing, including the chatas, is not really for the chait. It's to be machshir to come back into the kal, machshir to come back and be able to eat kachim. And what is a kapar, by the way? Ba'ishri said the kapar was sarileda, the throes of the pains of birth. What by Metzera, you know what the kapar is? Going into isolation, being bad yashav, whatever. And if I remember correctly, even saras is supposed to be painful. But Bechlal, going out into seclusion, being a Mitzayra, that was the Kapara, and therefore, we're not going to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. And they have to be in the carbon after, and he will have to be in the carbon after Yom Kippur. El Me'ata, says the Gemara, again, by the same logic, if Yom Kippur is Mechaper, a chait is only known to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Safek Nazir, a Nazir, who's Safek if he became Tamei or not. Shavlam, so he has to be in carbon. If he became tamei, shavla him kippurim. If kippur passed, lay ma'isi karbon. You should have to bring a chatasayif to keep him kippurim because your kippur is mechaper. The chet shem makaber el makamu because again it's the chet alkosh baruch hu's makir. I'm Rav Shaya. L'chol chataysem loy l'chol tamaysem. Same answer again. L'chol chataysem. The atonement from kippur, the samish lech is mechaper. A chet that only a kosh baruch hu knows about. That's a chet, but a tuma that maybe only kosh baruch hu knows about. Still, that does not get a kippur with him. Kippur, you have to be in the carbon. Me suffic. We'll have Elazar ben Akapar dam Nazar chaytu. Elazar Akapar says Nazar chaytu for making his naziris. He says from abstaining from the depriving himself from the pleasures of wine. Nazar chaytu. So don't tell me that it's just for tuma. The chayr is because Nazar chaytu. That's interesting because we talk over here about the case where Nazar became tamei and he's being a chatas eif in order to. Atone and really restart. That's the Mar's answer to restart his naziris. So it's funny the Mar even has a habit. The Mar's answer that the purpose of the chatzayif over here is to get him to become tar again, to get back to his status to complete his naziris, but to be able to catch him. But the chayre, the Mar's question is: if you remember a nazir, we learned we had two different Gemaras. We had one Gemara that said very clearly there was this. I forgot the kid's name. It's Yid who went, who was I don't know, maybe the Mar didn't say his name. Being a nazir who saw how beautiful he was by his reflection in the water, and he made himself a Nazir, and when Rabbi, I think it was Rabbi Shmuel, saw him, and saw this guy, this good-looking fellow, who had made himself a Nazir, he said to him, why would you do such a thing and cut your hair and make yourself a Nazir? And he said, because I saw my reflection, I chapped with the taiva to do Averis, and I said, let me make myself a Nazir in order to be a protection, not to exploit my opportunities for sin. So he gave him a kiss in the head, and he said, Harabe, there should be many like you. Meaning, it was a good thing. It was clearly laudable to be a Nazir. Yet we find elsewhere, this commandment from Rabbi Lezmer Kapper and other Mashmais of Nazir, where we say becoming a Nazir is a bad thing. Nikar Chayta, that's Rabbi Lezmer Kapper. That's where we understand the Pashas, that's why he brings the Kamechatas, is because of Chol Chayta. So the answer we gave back then, the way we explained it back then, is actually, it really depends. If he's someone who's truly holding by, if he has a good inspiration, and he's really holding by keeping the Naziris, then it's taken out of chayta. It's an avodah. The Torah puts it in there for a reason, because it could be used as a very powerful tool. If someone who's not really holding by it, then on the contrary, of course, it's better not to make it easier in the first place. The biggest proof he's not holding by it is if what? If he became tummy. If he became tummy, or if he blew it, again, not foolproof, because it could just happen, but if he became tummy, that's the biggest proof that he was never holding by it, and he should have made the disease in the first place. So according to that explanation that we gave back then, it could be a very geshmak upshad aveira too. Rabbi Lezmer HaKapper, the Mar is introducing, to say that he's nikar chayta, specifically in the case where he became tummy, because that's the indication that he wasn't fit for it in the first place. Okay, answer the Gemara, even though it's called a chayta, don't tell me that Yom Kippur should be mechaper for this Chattas Eifet needs to bring Nazikim by Sidi Karban, because when the Nazik brings this carbon for becoming Tamei, Lava Kapar Maisi, Ela Lamechal of Nizias Taru, he's bringing an Nafa Kapara, which we read the second version, he's bringing it in order to start the new Naziris. Nafa Kapara, again, it's a form of Tuma, it's a doubt of Tuma, not a doubt of Chait, and therefore, the Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Okay, next question. Question number four along these lines. Again, we're saying Yom Kippur is mechaper for a safek chait, so the more now is another question. El Me'ata. Safek Saita. Safek Saita also is known in another fashion. What's another name for safek Saita? Saita. Every Saita is a safek, right? It's the mirth using a funny shmach here. Safek Saita, okay. A safek Saita, every time you have a Saita, who has to bring a mincha, Shabbat Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur passed, let Taisi, let maybe she should have to bring the mincha, to keep her love Yom Kippur, let Yom Kippur be the kapar, the chet shein amachir, by Yom Kippur. It's a chet only because Shabbat who knows, so, since it's a chet only because Shabbat who knows, let Yom Kippur be mechaper. So what's the obvious answer? There's two stark answers. Amar Veshaya first answers, L'chol chateisam, V'loy l'chol t'maisam. The Torah keeps referring to Saita that's strayed, that on the side that she actually did the achay. What is she? She was metame herself. She's tame. We actually learned some big halachas in L'chol t'ma. Safek tame b'shus yachid is tame. Safek tame b'shus rabim is tar. We learn it. The basis for it is learned from Saita. Again, the Torah refers to as t'ma. So answer number one is Veshaya's answer again, that Yom Kippur is mechaper for safek chait. Yom Kippur is not mechaper for safek tumah, even over here the tumah really is. The bigger issue is the chit, not the tumah. But okay, that's what Ishai's answer. Answer number one. Answer that is not the answer that I was referring to that was obvious. The two other two answers that are obvious, but are things we could have thought of are bayomakabai. We keep saying that no one knows about what it means. The accusation was that she had relations with this guy. And more than that, she herself knows about it. It's funny that I'm saying the Baal Makir. She herself knows about it. All the cases we say until now is the person themselves didn't know they did a chait. It's a suffix if they did a chait. So if it's machap over here, her and the Baal are both aware. They know whether they did the sin or not. So maybe we don't know, but they know. That's one stark answer. Rabbi Baal Makir. Rav Amarava says, further answer, this based on a Gemara we had recently. Saita kimaisi levar oven ka'asi. The Saita's mincha is not a carbon for kapara. It's a carbon to be mevar, whether she's straight or not. Yom Kippur is only mechaper when you're bringing a carbon for kapara purposes. A carbon that's not being brought for kapara purposes, Yom Kippur is not mechaper, it is being brought to the var oven, and therefore Yom Kippur is mechaper. Ela me'at, and remember the fifth question, and final question, Egla Rufa, Shavalim Kippurim, Egla Rufa, Yom Kippur passed. So we don't know who committed the murder, but you should be put there because Yom Kippur should be chaper. It's a chait only because Baruch Hu knows. Again, similar answer, Amar Baya, Baya again says answer, Hayrig Makir. Someone murdered this guy, whoever did it, he knows. Whoever committed the crime, he knows that he committed the murder, so it's not considered completely unknown. And Rav Amar Rav is based on a pasuk. Amakar will aritz leichupar ladam asher shafach ba. It says the land will not have a kapara for the blood that was spilled in it. And the pasuk is except for other blood that you spill in it. Meaning, the only way to get a kapara for this person being murdered is spilling more blood, is spilling the blood of the Egla Rufa over here. It's the only way to get kapara. So the Torah is telling you, especially then over here, that even if elsewhere a suffix, a case of a suffix chait, Yom Kippur is mechaper over here by Eglah Rufa. The only way to get a kapara is with an Eglah Rufa. Rav Papa Amar, very similar answer. Amar Kra, kapara la'amcha Yisrael, ruya kapara zush, t'chaper la'yitz b'tzuan. The Pasuk says that Kosh Baruch should mechaper the nation of Klal Yisrael, that he redeemed. It sounds like this kapara was fit to mechaper on Yitz Mitzrayim. Right, for even the people that left Mitzrayim, all the way till now, this kapara now is fit for them. There are many Yom Kippurs that passed between when they left Mitzrayim to when they got this commandment to bring the Eglah Rufa, and yet Yom Kippurs were mechaper for all those cases. You see clearly that this, for some reason, it's really a similar idea to Rava, but it's being a different source, that when it comes to the situation of Eglah Rufa, the only kapara is going to be with the Eglah Rufa and not with Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara. Hashta the Amrit Chet, Che'e Makabar El Makam Yom Kippur Mechaper. Ema Kibisyadah, so if anyone was bothered by this before, the Chet's Avis Taina. You're telling me a Chet that we're not Makar, Kosh Rav is Mechaper, right? So therefore, after Yom Kippur, you no longer have to bring an Ashtali. But what about Ashtali Vadai? You're right, we had a whole Amud Beis yesterday, we started off today saying Ashavadah that you knew about before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur comes, as I'm a chaper. But what about Ashavadah or Chatas Vadah you didn't know about? It's not a Tully, Suffolk. You had no knowledge of, you didn't realize it. After Yom Kippur, you find out that you were over, not be Suffolk. That would be Taltaki and Kapara. You were over Vadai. Say Yom Kippur is Mechaper, because at that point in time, was a chait. Only Hashem knew. Ema kimisad lebasim kipurim nami lemaisi chatas shirav mechatas after Yom Kippur either because only Kosh Baruch Hu knew at a time of Yom Kippur. I remember saying even lematzamim that you can't say the ksif kor yediyah. The pasuk by chatas writes the word yediyah. Gabi chatas, gabi nasi, gabi tzibur. Three places by chatas means chatas yachid, by nasi and by tzibur says yediyah. And we definitely didn't need all three of those yediyahs. So it's coming to teach me that yediyah after Yom Kippur is indeed still mechuyev a full chatas, a full ashim is mechuyev if he finds that after Yom Kippur. Right? From the blush of Yediyah. Without the extra pasuk of Yediyah, I would take to say, a chay which is lefnei Hashem, even if it's a vadei chayt, you get a kapara. The word Yediyah tells me that no, if you want to have to make carbon. Says, come on, 1 second. Srichi, don't tell me they're extra. I need all three of them. Because of Krak, Abi Yachid, if you're right, the din of Yediyah by Yachid, Havamina, I would say, Kulam Yachid, Asen. I can't learn out the din of the chiv of a carbon chattas by a nasi, or by a tzibur, from tzibur is a problem of a tzibur, by a tzibur, from Yachid. Why not? A yachas chat is always in a keva, whereas the community chatas and the chatas of a nasi, for the most part, it's going to be a key word, for the most part, by the case of a zara, even a nasi means in a keva. But for the most part, a chatas of a nasi is also a zachar. So maybe in a case where you need an a keva, that's where it's what we call a weaker carbon. That's where, maybe over there, that's where we're saying a yediyah, if you don't have yediyah there, you mechuyev afterwards. But the case which is more chomer by the tzibur or by the nasi, I can't learn out from the more lenient, so to speak, chiyav of yachid, which is only a carbon akeva. It says to him, okay, fine. Nichtav gabi nasi v'nesi harach b'nasi. Why don't I just write the idea by nasi? I learn another for nasi, which makes the other two ideas extra. And where it says, vayter not. Yachav nasi nasi, akil yachav b'nasi, why not? Shekei de'ikil l'mifrach ma'al nasi k'ein aim b'shmias kol. A nasi is not subject to the chatas of shmias kol. A yachid, if he says, swears falsely, they didn't hear testimony, he's chayv chatas. By the way, what type of chatas is that? Oil of Yerid. It's not a regular chatas, oil of Yerid, but still, he's chayv chatas oil of Yerid. Tamar bi yachid, shekein yesh b'shmias kol. A yachid shmias kol has oil of Yerid, whereas the nasi does not have the shmias kol, the din of swearing falsely by knowing testimony. Why not, by the way? Because the nasi can't testify. A king is not able to come say this. Okay. Says the Gemara, "Tzibur nasi lavzi," and tzibur can't learn from nasi. Iklam erfrich, mal nasi shishkeka karban nekeva. Tzibur is always a zacher. Nasi, we said, is usually a zacher. But there is one case we spoke of before. A nasi does a chet of a vayda zara by accident. He brings in a keva. Since the tzibur never brings in a keva, nasi brings in a keva, you can't learn out tzibur for nasi either. Okay. Nichtav gavit tzibur, write the din of yediyah by tzibur, v'nesi yachar v'nasi minei, and yachar nasi learn from tzibur that if there's yediyah, you have to be a carbon, and therefore the word yediyah, both by yachar and v'nasi, is actually teach me that after Yom Kippur, you still have to be a carbon. Mar says, no, ikla mefrach. Tzibur needs two things. A regular person has a chait, he didn't know about it, he made a mistake, and he's over a chait. Tzibur needs a psak of bezdin that was mistaken, and the tzibur to follow and do a b'shaygig. Right? You need bezdin to issue a mistaken psak, and the tzibur to follow the mistaken psak and actually carry it out. That's only needed by tzibur. It's not needed by nasi, or by, it's by the way also needed by Kerem Mashiach. You do need that. But by nasi and by yachid, you don't need that. So each one has chumras, you can't learn from the other ones. Says Amar, you're right. Mechad yidi le'asi, you couldn't write the word yidi about any one of these cases, yachid, tzibur, or nasi, because you wouldn't be able to learn out the other ones from it. However, Teisichad Midim Etarte, you could have written it by two of them and left out by the third, and I would have known, and therefore it's superfluous, therefore it's extra. Merd explains which one is extra. Don't write by Yachid, V'teisim Nasa Tzibar, and try to learn out from Nasa Tzibar. No, that's no good. Iklam Mifrapal Nasa Tzibar, which can't end in Mishmias Kol. Nasa Tzibar, not Mishmias Kol. Tema B'yachid, yesh Mishmias Kol. Say B'yachid, who has the chumra of being Mishmias Kol. It's a chumra over both Yachid and Tzibar. You can't learn out chumra over Nasi and Tzibar, so you can't learn Yachid out from them. Don't write Yadiyah by Tzibar. V'teisi mi Yadiyah d'nach Yachid v'Nasi, and learn out from the Yadiyah that says by Yachid and Nasi. Again, Iklam Mifrach Mal Yachid v'Nasi, that we know that what? That have carbon nekeva, sheish be carbon nekeva. Yachid is always the keva, and the nasi sometimes is the keva. Whereby by the zara, temer betzibur sheim be carbon nekeva. Can't that be a proof to the tzibur, which is always the carbon zachar? Leinichtov gabi nasi. However, this is going to be the final option, and this is the one that works. Leinichtov gabi nasi. Don't write yedia by nasi. V'teisim yedia the yachid tzibur. Learn out from the combination of yachid tzibur. My prachos, what are you going to ask? Im b'shem de'enam chayev alhelm davar. If you have the issue of helm davar, which is by tzibur, you don't have by nasi. Guess what? Yachid yechiach. Yeshid Am Shikas Maisa, Yachid has Shikas Maisa alone without Helm Dover, without a mistaken psak, and it's enough. Vimishum, the Yeshid, I have this gears over here, I'm just going with the gears that reads the best. Vimishum, the Yeshid, Bechol Karbani, Nekeva, and if it's because it's out the Keva, Tzibri Yechir, Tim Karbani Nekeva, Adis Lahain, Yidia, Lemachayev, so even without the word, even without saying the word Yidia, I know you need Yidia to be Mechayev. So it comes out the word Yidia is extra. Lomi, the concept of Yidia Gavin Nasi, so why do you write the word Yidia by Nasi? It may mean the Gafay, if you don't need it for itself. Use it for a case where you know, after you have Kippur, you find after Kippur, then Kippur is not Mechaper, even though it was unknown still in Kippur, then Kippur is not Mechaper. And you'd have to bring a new carbon after Yom Kippur. Abaya argues and says, "Eat like Yidia Gav Nasi." He says, "No. If it wouldn't say Yidia by Nasi Miyachav Tzibur LeNasi, you wouldn't be able to learn Nasi Miyachav Tzibur. It's taka not extra. Why? Mishum Dikla Merfach Mal Yachav Tzibur Shekin Ein Asuyin Lashtanes. Yachad and Tzibur don't change their status. Yachad is normal to remain Yachad. Tzibur remains a Tzibur, as opposed to Tamar top of a maze. But Nasi Shas Lashtanes. A Nasi's status changes because Nasi right now is a Nasi, but his status can change because he can go revert back from being a Nasi to being a Yachad. Now, which is interesting. Because normally we don't necessarily ask. We're not asking a question of a chumra or kula per se. It's just a chilek. And the farsha point out that Nachami, when it comes to learning out from Ma'atzad, even if you have a chilek, even if it's not necessarily a chumra or kula, it could create a pircha on the mat. A separate avi's kasha is asked by the taste of the rush, but on the shita, that just like the nasi can revert from his status to become back to being a yachid, someone else is going to become a nasi. So that's a yachid becoming a nasi. What do you mean a yachid is not through the shtanis and a nasi is? So the shita answers, the taste of rush answers, that there are people that are not fit to be a nasi, so you have from the yachidim people that will never become a nasi. The Aruch Haner is bothered that, okay, that's some people from the yachid. That's not all the yachidim. So the Aruch Haner answers, but if you put together the 50% of the population that are nashim that cannot become nasi, with the people from the males that can't become Nasi, Rav Yechidim can never become Nasi. So it's not Asu Lashanis. Rav Yechidim and Asu Lashanis, whereas Nasi is Asu Lashanis. So according to Abaye, we no longer have the word Yedi as extra because Nasi is different because it could change different than Tzibar and Yachid. So it can't be derived from Tzibar and Yachid. Elam Abaye, Tzibar is a different source. Mehacha. Michti says in the Pasuk, Mitzvah, Yaf Me'adadi. We learn out by Chatas, the Gzir Shava, to Mitzvah that says Vashon Tole. Given the Yafmeh Dadi, since they learn one from another, and you have mitzvahs by all of them, Lami the Kasu Shalashi Diyas Kabi Yachav Kabi Nasi Kabi Tzibar, since they all have the word mitzvahs, all take case of Chatas. The Yachav, the Tzibar, and the Nasi all have the word mitzvahs as well. So what do you need? What do you need this Pasuk of? What do you need Yediyah by all three? Learn from one to the other. In the Gufan, if you don't need it for themselves, to Hagami Leilim and Mitzvahs, because you learn from the Zeshav Mitzvahs, to now Inyan Echad Mitzvahadle, Basi Yom Kippurim Hu, the Maisechada. So use the extra to teach me that in the case where you get a Yediyah only after Yom Kippur, even though we said before that a Chait that is only known to Kaddish Baruch Hu, Lefnei Hashem, is going to get a Kapar Yom Kippur, that's only a Chait that is a Chasafik Chait. But a Yediyah of a Vada Chait, we learn from the extra Pasuk of Yediyahs by these Nasi, the Yachid, and by the Tzibur, that you require a carbon even after Yom Kippur. Fekti Marnu Kasha, Ema Kibis Yad Leibas Yom Kippurim, Hu Demaisi Chatas Meshun Yom Kippurim, Lav Al Hadin Chait Kasi. So the Marnu says, okay, you've established that a Vada Chait that you find out about the Yediyah after Yom Kippur, a Vada Yediyah, you need to bring a Chatas Yom Kippur's Nam Achaper. Maybe it occurs Nam Achaper because Yom Kippur, there was never, Yom Kippur wasn't specifically geared towards this Chait. Yom Kippur, on the contrary, is for Chatoyim that we don't know about and slash that are Safechatam, like Ashton Tolis, but when there's a Yediyah, we know there's an exclusion. What's the Gemara coming to ask? Lafuke what? Says Gemara, Avlo Ashton Tolis. We're going back now on Ashton Tolis. The Gemara is really touching on a topic that we had the other day, Machlekes Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanon, whether or not Ashton Tolis is in a dove or not. Avlo Ashton Tolis, Dal Hodin Chait Kasi. Ashton Tolis is clearly brought for this specific chait. You're not sure if you did it, but you're being an Ashton Tolis to protect in case you may have done it. So there's a svar to say, Emachanami the Mechaper, Tchimisat Labasar, the Kamaisi Ashton Tolis, Loi Maisi Chatas. Maybe the Ashton Tolis serves as a kapara that even if you find that Yediyah Gemura afterwards, you shouldn't have to bring another chait. Meaning you're learning from the word Yediyah, and when there's Yediyah Gemura about a chatas, you have to bring it even after Yom Kippur. Maybe just for Yom Kippur. But maybe Ashton Tolis is better than Yom Kippur, because Ashton Tolis, you brought a carbon for this chait. It was a suffix if you had the chait, but you brought a carbon towards this chait. And maybe therefore, even if you find it afterwards that you vaday did this avera, you still would have, you won't have to bring another carbon, because the Ashton Tolis that you brought fixes not just the temporary suffix, it fixes the whole issue to begin with. The whole chait, Amarava, no. Amakra, I hate love mikomak. I hate love mikomak means that no matter what, whether no matter how you have a yediya, even after Ashton Tolis was brought, you still have to bring a carbon. Says Gemara Hashtamar Kmisadle Maxichatas Ashton Lamaba. So the Gemara goes in a circle, again, very similar to Rebbe Lezer's question to Rabbanan from yesterday's daf, 2 days ago's daf, that if you're telling me that even after you know you have haida, you have to bring a carbon, so what was the purpose of Ashton Tolis? Amar B'Zeirish and Mace Play Avon, that if he dies before getting a chance to have haida, to have a yediya and bring a chatas, Ashton Tolis ties him over in case he dies. In fact, Gemara, Maskal Rava Mace, Misa Mamrekis, if he died, the Misa itself is the kapara. You don't need a new kapara. Elam Arava, this is their abundant svara. They retort to Rav Eliezer earlier. Lahagin alav minay yisurim. It's to protect it from yisurim, which we spoke out was a big chiddush that we're talking about a fellow who may have done a shaygeg. He may, not for sure, and if he did it, it was still a shaygeg. Yet he needs a protection from yisurim. A little bit of a sobering thought as we come close to Yom Nerum about how far we have to go with our tshuva. It's lahagin alav minay yisurim, to protect it from yisurim for the shaygeg he may have committed. That's the point of Ashton Tolis. But when you find out that the person finds out that he did the chait, vadai, even after he brought Ashton Tolis, he would still have to go bring a chatas. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, chatas ha'if, habala safik. We said in the Mishnah, if a chatas ha'if is coming for a safik, which means a woman that wasn't sure if she used the yaledus or not, she wasn't sure if, let's say, the fetus she aborted was pre-40 days, after 40 days, so she chayav a carbon yaledus or not. So the Mishnah says that she brings the ayla, we know ayla she can bring al tanai, that either it's in a dava, or it's for her yaledus if needed, and the chatas ha'if, which is normally not chatas, not baal safik, but a chatas ha'if could be baal safik. You could bring it even al safik in order to get her hechsher, in order to be machsher back into eat kachim. And of course, you don't eat this chatas because we're not sure if it's a malika of stam chulin because it wasn't needed, or if it's really a chatas that was required. So avada, you can't eat it. So we said in the Mishnah, chatas ha'if baal safik. We said if she becomes neidan middle, if after malika she realizes what the status was, then the presumption is that she realizes that she taka needed it. So the halacha is that you bury it. You bury the chatas. Amar Rav, Rav says, v'kipur. Rav says, and she gets a kapara. So again, Rav made a statement that she gets a kapara. We're presuming Rav's statement was on the Mishnah where it said that she had a haidah after Malika, and obviously the haidah was that she required it according to this, and the keeper is saying that she gets a kapara, affecting Mar, but if that's the case, it's a regular chatas. Why are you burying it? Yeah, I might cover the why are you burying it? Just eat it. It's a chatas. Kahanim, obviously, not Yisrael. Kahanim, she be able to eat the chatas oif. Says the Gemara, might cover l'fisha einu mishtameres, because it wasn't watched. Because it was being bal safik, it wasn't Rashi says it wasn't properly watched. Ask the Gemara, Amos. Amos l'mishtameres, when was it not properly watched? Imei kara, if it wasn't properly watched initially while the bird was alive, you didn't watch it from tumah. Guess what? Chaya havi, it's alive, and a live animal is not subject to tumah. A live bird, a live animal does not become tummy. That can't be the issue. Elib saif and elamai, you're talking about where, once it already was nimlik, it wasn't watched. Kamintalei, it is watched. It's kamintav kamintar. It's watched because the kahanim has reason and they watch it. So the Gemara essentially is being chayzer. The Gemara first held that because the suffix is not watched, and the Gemara is being chayzer says since it's in the hands of kahanim, if for sure was watched, did not become tummy. So that's not a reason to bury it. Ella, the Gemara says you're right. Our Mishnah says that if you find out after Malika, it's no longer a doubt, you bury it. It means not if you find out that she's mechuyev, you find out that she wasn't mechuyev, and therefore it's not necessary, and therefore you bury it. El masizim b'neidla d'lo yelda. The knowledge comes to that she did not give birth, and once the knowledge comes to that she did not give birth, therefore it's not needed, and therefore you bury it. If it didn't, 1 second, if it's not needed, then why do you have to bury it? She's mutabana. Well, I mean, you can't eat it because you didn't malika, but it's chulin.
And I, Rashi, before you tell me it's chulin ba'azara. Chulin ba'azara, Rashi says, and this gets into machlokes of Rashi says chulin ba'azara is only if you shecht the chulin ba'azara. But since you did malika here, malika outside kachem is garnished. It's just a way, another way of killing the animal. It's like you killed a bird in the base of Middash, but it's not chulin ba'azara, according to Rashi's learning, which fits beautifully with this Gemara. Again, others would say that chulin ba'azara does apply even that shechita. But according to Rashi, which does say that chulin ba'azara only applies to shechita, it's beautiful. So the dinu over here, the mutaris bana, it should be mutabana because it's takachulin. She didn't need it. And therefore, it was unnecessary chatas. It was not really chatas, it's chulin. And therefore, it's mutabana. So, why, Omaitikav, why are you burying it? Midrabanan. You're burying midrabanan because, Lamaisa, it looks like it was kachem. People are going to make a mistake and think you could be mitzi from kachem and just have enough from it. And therefore, or chatas bal safik, you just benefit from it. Therefore, you bury it midrabanan, but enachamim ikar din, it's mutabana, and you would not have to bury it. Okay. So now the question is, if we're saying now that the member of the Mishnah is talking about where it was a chatas oif suffik and it was revealed that she didn't really need it, and the only reason why you're bearing is mitarbana, so people should think you just have a na from a chatas oif suffik, they're not going to realize that you had a revelation that she didn't need it. So that's that whole pshat of the Mishnah. Where was Rav's member? Rav said to keep her. Where's Rav going? The chiyit matter. Rav. What was Rav's statement going on? Al isha shevi chatas oif suffik imash lenimka neidla shielda vaday. Tasavadai, Rav's going the following memra that we had earlier, that if Isha was bringing her chata saif misafik, and before you did malika, it became neida that she really had a vlad, so it's no longer a safik, now it's a vadai, you do it as a vadai. Shemin shevi alayhida, mevi alayhida, because the same min they use for a safik, you use for a vadai, and therefore that's simple, you bring it properly. In Mishnimika neida, what if you only found out after the malika that she's required to bring this chata, so it was brought as a chata seif misafik, and now you find that they really need it. In Mishnimika Nadla Shelda, she finds that she really gave birth. So Amarav, Maza Midama, Umaitadama, you do hazar from the blood, and then you squeeze the neck against the Mizbeach. That's what you supposed to do by chata seif. The kapara, mutara the kapara, mutaras bachila, and she gets a kapara, and now it's mutar bachila. Rabbi Yechon Amar, no, asur bechila, it's asur bechila. Why? Gezer Hashem Yerim, chatas oif ba'al safik nechala. Similar to the gezer that we said before, that chatas oif, you can have enough from, it's ba'al safik. Here, Rabbi Yechon is saying, gezer is, people are going to say chatas oif ba'al safik is nechala. The reason is because when this came, when it was nimlik, it was still b'safik. Happens to be by the time he did the azah, and everything already was no longer b'safik. But when he was brought, the malika took place when it was a safik, so the mechalik is Rav and Rabbi Yechon, could you eat it like a regular chatas now that it came, ended up being a required vada, it's Rav Shita? Or Rabbi Yechon says, no, you can't eat it because it's a gzera. People are going to think a suffix is nechelas. Tani Levi kvas de Rav. Levi brought a braisa as a backup to Rav. Chatas oif abal suffix. Im mishnimba kanaida, after malika becomes known she yelda, vadai, that she for sure gave birth, that she's chayav the carbon. Maze midama umitzadama vekipra umeteres bachila. You do the kapara with the hazayah, you do the mitzui, you get the proper kapara, and it becomes mutatit. That is clearly black and white, like Rav. That we're not mak, but not worried about a gzera. People are going to think that a suffik chatasayif is being eaten because they'll note the difference. It's a vade chatasayif. Tanik of Aster Beichanan, chatasayif abala suffik, imach le nimel kanaidala. If it's before the malika, then great. Oh, negla shalay yalda, tase le chulun becomes chulun. I timkel chaverto sell to a friend who needs it. Im actually nimbuk negla shiolda vadei, then tasa vadei. Do it as a vadei if you find out that you really needed it for sure. Then you do it as a vadei. This is before malika, so you know for sure it's needed now. That's fine because now it became a vadei before you even did malika. Shemamam min shemavia lehayda mevi alhayda. It's the same lashon said before. It's the same exact min that you use for both, and therefore suffik and vadei have the same carbon. However, im shenimbuk negla. If only if the malika did become aware, shielda, that she really gave birth, asura filibana, it's takas bana. Why? Look at this. Shal safik ba metchila kipra sveika bahochala. It came mesafik, the kapara, the safik, you did a kapara bahochala. So it's already a little bit different because it came out safik, which is like mishle naida. It was brought as a safik and it did its job and you can't eat it because it was done in a situation of not being able to eat it because it wasn't a vadai. And now that you know vadai, it doesn't change it. In the Tanika Vasi, not as clear. It says mishle nimlika, but doesn't say clearly that it's kaidem the mitzvah and kaidem the zriga. You could read the braisa that's talking about case where you finish the whole process and that's why you can't have enough, but the Gemara is learning it that it's the same as Rabbi Yochanan that says, even if you knew better before the Zrika, once it's after Malika, it's too late, and therefore you won't be able to benefit from it. We'll pick it up from here, Mitzvah Shem, from the Mishnah tomorrow.